بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. صبره صلى الله عليه وسلم. Come forward brothers. Fill in the gaps. صبره صلى الله عليه وسلم في دعوة الحكم بن كيسان إلى الإسلام. It's a beautiful sunnah to come to the gathering. Did the gathering take place? From far we can hear. But the blessings is when we come to the gathering. That's also a sunnah of Sahaba Kiram رضي الله عنه. For all those who are participating, those who are making sunnah, the back is. Those who are participating, filling the gap, there's barakah in that. MashaAllah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes sabr in giving da'wat to Hakam bin Kaysan. فأخرج ابن سعد عن المقداد ابن عمر رضي الله عنه قال أنا أسرت الحكم ابن كيسان فأراد أميرنا ضرب عنقه فقلت مقداد يقول مقداد دعه نقدم به على رسول الله فقدمنا فجعل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يدعوه إلى الإسلام فأطال يعني فأطال الدعوة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يدعو إلى الله يدعو دعاه إلى الله لوقت طويل فقال عمر رضي الله عنه على ما تكلم هذا يا رسول الله والله لا يسلم هذا آخر الأبد دعني أضرب عنقه ويقدم إلى أمه الهاوية فجعل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يقبل على عمر حتى أسلم الحكم حتى أسلم الحكم فقال عمر رضي الله فما هو إلا أن رأيته قد أسلم حتى أخذني ما تقدم وما تأخر وقلت كيف أرد على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمرا هو أعلم به مني ثم أقول إنما أردت بذلك النصيحة لله ولرسوله فقال عمر فأسلم والله فحسن الإسلام وجاهد في الله حتى قتل شهيدا ببئر معونة ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم راض عنه ودخل الجنان. Patience in giving da'wat. What that means is da'wat has to be given repeatedly. A person can't say, no, I gave da'wat. And then we say, وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغِ. You know, we fulfill a big duty we feel. My duty was just to give the da'wat and finish. Hazrat Ibrahim Sahib so beautifully would say, that da'wat dena kanotat nahi dilotat. You know, sometimes we just give a program and mashallah, you know, we did something, وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغِ, and we think we fulfilled our duty. Da'wat makes so much of effort through da'wat and du'a that it must reach and permeate the heart. That's what dilotak means. It must reach the heart. So Miqdad radiallahu anhu says, I took Hazrat Hakam bin Kaysan as a captive. Who can tell me, mashallah, when was this? When was Hazrat Hakam bin Kaysan taken captive? Who can tell me? Man yaqulu li? Man yukhbiruni? Anyone can say. Don't you? Nice try, Maulana. Who else will try? Now remember one of the first expeditions when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent Sahaba with a letter. The Amir was Abdullah bin Jahsh. He told them, get to a certain point. Qif li ala akhbari. Bring information. Nothing more. They got there and then they were wondering, we're going to take information back, then we're going to come back. What's going to happen? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going to send us again. Let's kill two birds with one stone. Let's just take them captive and we'll take the booty. So there were four people guarding the caravan. One was Amr bin Hadrami. He got killed. The other was Mughira, he escaped. The third was Uthman, the fourth was Hakam. We brought the two captives to Medina. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was very upset. You know why was he upset? Because he was teaching Sahaba obedience. He's making tarbiyat. He told them, take my letter, read the letter after 3 days. Then you implement what is inside the letter. بعد ذلك تفعل ما فيه. So he's teaching obedience. مانا هي مانا. Obey. And we learn this repeatedly among Sahaba. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to Hazrat Hudayfa bin Yaman, do as you are told. And he's about to do more, he remembers. Implement this khair in that. Same thing happened to Majza'a bin Thawr al-Sadusi, Sahabi. He was about to go for Hormuzan. He remembered the instruction. So obedience is a very beautiful thing. It takes us very, very far. Now the two captives are brought to Medina Munawwara. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is very upset with Abdullah bin Jahsh. So this is an early Medina event. That's why this is discussed in Surah Al-Baqarah. Because Al-Baqarah is one of the early Medina surahs. Early Medina surahs. Now, my brothers, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was upset until the verses of the Quran Kareem were revealed. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الشَّهْرِ الْحَرَامِ قِتَالٍ فِيهِ قُلْ قِتَالٌ فِيهِ كَبِيرٌ وصد عن سبيل الله وكفر به والمسجد الحرام وإخراج أهله منه أكبر عند الله إلى آخر الآية. But that was one issue about the booty and the Sahaba. That delegation of Sahaba رضي الله عنهم. That jamaat of Sahaba رضي الله عنهم who was sent on that task. But what happened to the captives in the masjid? Our Nabi gave them dawat. I ask you, somebody comes to work in your house, fixing your roof. Are you and me going to give him dawat? Somebody working here in Darul Uloom, cleaning for us, peeling potatoes for us. Are we going to talk to him politely, uncle, respectfully? Are we going to give him dawat? A captive in Masjid An-Nabawi, early Medina stages. Who gave him dawat? Our beloved. Gave dawat. So dawat dena har hal mein. Every opportunity we have to seize to give dawat. That should be our pain. That this person is going to die and go to Jahannam. And nobody gave him dawat. That should be our pain. Strangers we see. You tell your wife, she must talk to the ladies. She must greet the lady. You must greet the men. Morning, uncle. How are you? And break the ice. Dawat dedo. Dawat dedo. Give the dawat. Politely, kindly, with wisdom. Bashir and Nadir. If you've got more time, see what happens here. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had time. Hazrat Amar, Hazrat Dikhdad said, I took him captive. Our Amir Sahib wanted to strike his neck. So we said, wait. Let's go to Medina. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will tell us. He's a captive in the masjid. Allah's Nabi is giving him dawat. Fa'atala. Prolonged dawat. Long dawat. Lengthy dawat. So sometimes you with somebody, he got time. You staying in one room, he's staying in another room. You can invite him for tea, for example. Talk to him long. Ikram. You know ikram. During the tea, you can give Lord dawat. Talking about dawat to non-Muslims. During the tea, dawat to Muslims, you know. We learn it in the jamaat and all of us have been. It's so beautiful. Without that, what are we? Are you with me? That we all understand. You have tea by somebody and you give so much of tarheeb. So important. But this is another work that is neglected. You staying somewhere, he's staying somewhere. You meet him on the flight, you know you've got a 5-hour flight. You can pace yourself. So you know how much time you got. Now there's a lot of time because he's a captive in the masjid. Fa'atala. Lambi dawat. Long. Explain him nicely. Talk to him. Whatever he needs, take his questions. Create curiosity in his heart because you've got time. Now you've got 5 minutes, you have to be shorter. You've got 1 minute, you drive in your car. He's in his car at the stop street. How many seconds? You've got 10 seconds. Now you must know what to say if you've got 10 seconds. How are you, brother? God bless you. Hey, you know, God is so great. The same creator made us both. May you have a lovely day. Or you might say, life is short. We have to make it right with God before it's too late. So whatever message, you got 10 seconds, you must know what to say. You got 20 seconds, you must know what to say. You got 1 hour, you must know what to say. How are you going to learn? No cause is going to teach you. Trying and pain will teach you. Trying and crying. Pain for the ummah of the beloved. So Allah's beloved gave long dawat. Hazrat Umar said, oh Allah's Nabi, Alama tukallim. Why? You're talking to this man here. Another report says Sahaba was sitting there in the masjid with each other. They also want Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But who is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prioritizing? Yes, there's incidents where he prioritized Sahaba. But this is teaching us. And Allahu Akbar. Mawlana Abu Bakr used to say something very nice. He says, today the ummah is such, we enter the hospital. There's a patient in one bed. He got fever. There's another patient in the other bed. He got a heart attack. All of us, Malana,
We are around that patient with the fever. MashaAllah, try this ginger here, strong one. Take this. Joshanna, oh, very, very good. Try this flu tap, the right one. That poor chap got heart attack. None of us ever paying any attention. That is a crisis. That is an emergency. This man will still get Jannat one day. That man got Jahannam forever and ever. Who is even bothered about taking out some time? Sometimes, Maulana, we go to the hospital. We'll greet the Muslim. In the same ward, there's a non-Muslim there. We won't even go. There's a beautiful hadith. It comes in Ibn Majah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Tamamul Iyada. To completely, properly visit a person. Put your hand on him. Ba'yadaka alayhi. Tell him, how are you? That non-Muslim too, take pity on him. How are you, brother? May Allah make it easy for you. We've come from the masjid. We want to pray for you too. Who was that Jewish child in Medina? He was sick. We all know that the right in Sahih Bukhari. Abdul Quddus. Allah's Nabi visited him. Allah's Nabi gave him da'wat. His father was so inspired. The king of Medina came to visit my son. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, become Muslim. He looked at his father, Ati' Abul Qasim. He embraced Islam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left his company. And you know what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? Alhamdulillah alladhi anqadhahu bi min Allah. Ya Allah, I thank you. You used me to save him from hellfire. So you must understand when to speak long, when to speak short. Analyze how much time you have with the individual. And now, if you make his ikram, you have him for longer. Ikram is a powerful tool. Not long ago, there was missionaries by my house. So I didn't chase them away. Allah gave me tawfiq. What we did is, said, wait, you came to tell me something? Come inside. We went for them tea, biscuit, whatever. Then we had the opportunity after that to give them. So you're buying time with them through ikram. And ikram softens the heart. Not long ago, at one coffee shop, went to buy for my grandfather some coffee. The man after me in the queue, just pay for his coffee. He didn't even know the guy. So I'm going out. He rushes behind. But brother, you know me. So he used humor. I know you somehow. He says, how? He says, I told him, you know Adam and Hawa, Adam and Eve. So he's laughing. So you see, we all his children. So he's laughing. He realized I'm joking with him, but I know him. So he says, but I've never seen someone do this. He says, you my brother in humanity, why can't I pay for your coffee? What's the difference? And then we got, so through that ikram, could give him dawah. Afterwards, I got to know, he says, no, I'm an actor and I do this. So I invited him to Islam. So like that, if you have an opportunity, seize the opportunity. Alama tukallimu hadha ya Rasulullah. Oh Allah's Nabi, this man will never change till he dies, akhir al-abad. Let me finish him off. Let him go to his abode in hell. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't listen to Hazrat Umar. And after that long dawah, hatta aslama al-hakam, Hazrat Hakam embraced Islam. Hazrat Umar says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, he's reading kalima. He says, I was riveted. Akhadani ma taqaddama wa ma ta'akhad. I was affected. I was shocked. I was shaken. I was talking and Rasulullah knows better. I'm regretting. And I'm telling myself, I'm reminiscing. How can you object to Rasulullah when he knows better? And I still want to talk. He's telling myself. He's still telling himself. And I say, I want to give nasiha to Allah and his Rasul. I mean, I'm being sincere. As Umar says, when he became Muslim and then he strove in the path of Allah, he gave his life for Allah's deen. He became shaheed in Bi'r Ma'una. And he got Jannat. Allah. The report then explains, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told his Sahaba, I called him. He said, see my Sahaba. لو أطعتكم في آنفا فتركته لدخل النار. If I had to listen to y'all and come sit with y'all and leave this brother and he dies without iman, he'll get Jahannam. So I ask you, my brothers, the ummah of our beloved, majority have not heard about Islam. Ask them. Brother, do you know what is Islam? Just a curious question. How are you, brother? What's your name? God bless you. Try it out. I'm curious. Do you know what is Islam? 90% will tell you, hey, good question. I don't know. Try this. Ask him. Do you know Jesus? Yes, of course. Do you know Moses? Yes. Do you know Muhammad. Amen. Who's that? Oh, those Indian people? He's the Prophet. I ask you, my brother, there's no Nabi after Muhammadur Rasulullah. On Judgment Day, hadith is sahih. Every ummah, every Nabi will go to Hazrat Adam, Hazrat Nuh, Hazrat Ibrahim, Hazrat Yaqub, Hazrat Ishaq, Hazrat Musa, Hazrat Zakaria, Hazrat Yahya, Hazrat Isa, and all the thousands of Anbiya alayhimu min Allahi, as-salawatu wa taslimat. The Judgment Day is severe. The pains are severe. The horror is severe, is immense. Intercede for us. Ask Allah for us. Every Nabi will say, I can't. Finally, they come to Muhammadur Rasulullah, Ahmad, Mustafa, Mujtaba, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he intercedes for humanity in totality, that through his request, the ceremony of Judgment Day starts. What's the wisdom behind this? That Allah wants and allows people to go via every Nabi to come to our Nabi. Because Allah wants everyone on that day to know who is Muhammadur Rasulullah. That Nabi of Allah, who Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, who's so great, who didn't make any intentional mistake. It was Allah's decree. But Allah accepted that tawbah of his through Muhammadur Rasulullah. Today, his ummah doesn't know him. I ask you, my brother, who was supposed to tell them, if there was another Nabi to come, you and I can rest. We go to town. We don't mind. Make salah. Finish. Do our own. Finish. But brother, prepare an answer on Judgment Day. They were supposed to know about our beloved, and there's no Nabi to come. Who is Warathatul Anbiya? Who? Is it not you? Are you not Warathatul Anbiya? Who is Warathatul Anbiya? Who?
Me.
Me. You. So who's supposed to do it? Those who got batil are spreading batil. And those who have haqq are lackadaisically relaxing with our haqq, keeping it to ourselves, with no pain and no worry and no tear. And humanity is being headlong to Jahannam. Who's supposed to tell them, brother? Who's supposed to tell them? Who? Answer me, answer me. Every one of us say me. Don't say us, because then shaitan will trick us. Ah, somebody will do it. Somebody is nobody. Me. Every one of us. Say. Who's supposed to do it?
Me.
My responsibility. It is my responsibility to go to every person and reach out and try and cry and pain and make dua for him. Like our Nabi did. And this is the greatest sunnah of every Nabi. And our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who makes that intention? We're going to fulfill this response. Allah give us the peace. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah.